producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Oh, boy. Hope everybody had an awesome Christmas. We got over the first hump of the holidays. Now we're going into the second hump of the holidays. Quit giggling. Okay, that's not supposed to be a word. I don't. Where did they come up with that, you know, where, you know, the word hump, you know, has to be something dirty now? It's not, okay? You know, you get over one hurdle. Hurdle. Should I sit down and say hurdle? Gosh, there's so many words you can't use anymore because people start to giggle. Hurdle, okay? So we got over the one hurdle. Some of us still have family in town. Some of us don't. Okay, how'd you guys handle the first week? Everybody's okay. You see, you still lived. You got it. You got through it. You got through it. Come on. Okay, buck up. I actually almost didn't get through it. And not because of family. Family was fine. But okay, those of you who are chocolate connoisseurs will completely understand what I'm about to say, okay? There's a certain type of chocolate that you only get around Christmas time. And I call it Christmas chocolate. Maybe I'm not calling it right, but it's the chocolate that's always in the chocolate stars or those foil Santa Claus things, and you open it up, and it is so yummy. All right, and it's not the most prestigious brand of chocolate. It's not the fanciest chocolate like the Ghirardelli's or Godiva's or anything like that. It's a cheaper brand of chocolate, but they're so yummy. The problem is for those of us that have, I don't know, very unique stomach linings and are cursed, all right, we really get the poops really bad and abdominal bloating from that kind of chocolate.
Are we talking about chocolate oranges? Because that's what they do to me.
Do they? The oranges?
I love them. I can't not eat them. I thought that's what we were talking about first, and now I'm all confused.
Yeah, okay, so you know how you have the little Christmas foil candies? So you open up, and it's just solid chocolate.
Yep.
That. So all week long, I was racing to the bathroom, but I kept eating more because, I mean, it's the only time of year you get a chocolate orange. Why the hell would you eat a chocolate orange? You just, what?
Because otherwise, it's either you get a chocolate orange or you get an orange. And I don't know about you, but I would prefer a chocolate one rather than a non-chocolate orange, especially if you're going to be getting it at the foot of your bed in your stocking.
I got that, but what, they coat a whole orange in chocolate? Don't you have to peel it?
Then you get to smack it against something and then it falls apart. That's the fun part.
And then you get to lick the chocolate off. Okay.
Yep.
I bet it's like an orange piece, like an orange piece dipped in chocolate.
No, it's a citrus flavored chocolate, and then you shape it like an orange, and then you smack it, and all the little, you know, little wedge shapes come out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I used to be scared of them because when I was younger, when I ate them, every time I would eat any citrus chocolate, I'd always get like sore throats. What's that called?
Anaphylaxis.
No,
it tastes like anaphylactic shock.
No. Strep throat. I always got strep throat, and I don't think two actually concurred. They don't have to do with each other. It was just that it had that funny feeling in the back of my throat,
that
and then I just got out of school, and so of course it's going to hit as soon as I hit holidays, and it just always lined up. But I haven't had that since I left school, so we're good.
Well, it teaches you to kind of mix your chocolate with fruit, because chocolate should just be chocolate.
Now,
but look, I didn't really mind always being in the bathroom because I've had to hide from social media, you know, because you guys are really taunting me with this whole Star Wars stuff. I've seen it, and I know I have to make a comment. I have to comment on it, and I can't because half of the world's population still hasn't seen it. I don't know what's wrong with you people. Okay, just get up, see the movie. So what I did to kind of busy myself during, well, that's probably a bad word to use. What I did to, I guess, keep myself away from the computer is I saw some movies that I had saved on the DVR. And one such movie was 50 Shades of Grey. I had not seen it from last year. There was all this hype about, no, I don't read books. I don't. I have to read medical articles. After you read a couple medical articles, you're done with reading. So I've never read the book 50 Shades of Grey. But I did see the movie, and 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, was an hour and 50 minutes of just pure boring. It was stupid. That movie was dumb. I don't know what the reviews ever, concluded on that, but it was, good looking guy, but, very hard for me to kind of get into it that way because I'm old enough to be his mother, So you're like, okay, it's a little baby boy, and then you got a little baby boy and a little baby girl doing things that they really shouldn't. And I don't know if this ruins it for you guys. I mean, the movie's been out for, a year? So I guess I could say it. It's not anything you think it's going to be about. Okay, so you think it's about some love story and they have a lot of sex. Yeah, it is, but it has some weird twist to it. I don't know who the author is. I don't want to, not give the author their credit. But it was interesting. It's just, it was, to me, kind of stupid. Not very realistic. This girl gets picked up by a billionaire, and he can fly a helicopter, and he looks all handsome, and the mom, doesn't seem to be a pain in the butt. It just wasn't that very... practical, but I guess he had a sister, and you would expect the sister would be all, like I am with my brothers. Oh, no, she didn't. I mean, I just get all up into my brother's business. Nah, she didn't. And to me, it was just kind of dumb. And then for some reason, they kind of worked in a Home Depot into that or some sort of a hardware store. Not really sure why. They really didn't seem to capitalize on that. So, while I'm waiting to give my review on Star Wars, which I can't because a lot of you guys still haven't seen it, I could do a year-old movie, 50 Shades of Grey. And I think the 50 Shades of Grey was stupid, didn't make any sense, not really a lot of gray color, and I felt old. What else made me feel old? There was something that happened. Oh, I saw Creed. That was a good movie. Now, that movie was in the theaters. I saw Creed. Creed was excellent. Basically, it's Luther Creed's, Apollo Creed. It was Apollo Creed's son, right, that goes to Rocky Balboa for help. But Rocky's old. And I was bawling during the movie because I didn't realize that I was watching, somebody I loved 40 years ago. So it was kind of a very depressing week for me. I feel old. I don't know. And I'm all bloated and I got the poops. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I am wiping my face with a napkin because before I go on air, I do like to look clean, even if I just ate some day-old Chinese food for breakfast. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Keith who are working the dials. I know, I love it when they have two men working on my dials. It's just, you know, yeah, it's just...
Hey.
And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, it's the holidays. The boss isn't around. We can talk about anything we want. You know, I'm looking at the I'm looking at the Facebook and social media, and one of my very, very good friends is having a real, real bad day. Apparently, and this is no joke, I think 43 people have already died across 7 states with all the horrible flooding and the tornadoes. Apparently, parts of 11 states were under a winter storm warning as the weather system spawned tornadoes in Texas, flooding in Missouri. And the National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings for southern and eastern parts of Missouri. For those of you who don't know what Missouri is, as Missouri, though it's mostly pronounced Missouri. St. Louis, northern Arkansas, most of Arkansas, eastern Oklahoma, central Missouri, and central Illinois were all under a flood warning. Authorities said more than 180 Missouri roads and several bridges in the state were closed following heavy rainfall, and more expected Monday. Now, forecasters said Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, parts of Minnesota, Illinois, Missouri, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas would see winter weather conditions ranging from heavy snow to ice. And parts of the southeast is going to see rain, more severe weather possible in Mississippi. Thus far, they said 9 tornadoes in Saturday's string of them killed at least 11 people as it went through the Dallas area. 1,400 homes were damaged or destroyed, vehicles mangled. I mean, as you watch the news, it's just horrifying to see this, you know? Dallas has really gotten hit hard. You're, looking at you know, these pictures of destruction, and then on social media, you're seeing what's happening in the airports, and I'm looking at, you know, my friends and you know, my peeps on social media, and thank God they're alive and well, but you see them at the airport stranded. One is writing that there are no hotels available, and the next flight isn't available till the 29th, and this was as of yesterday. So basically, for two and a half days, you're sleeping at the airport. Alright, and you know, some of the chairs could be comfortable, but not comfortable at all. So you see your kids kind of lying there on the ground, you know, trying to sleep. It's a mess. And you know, it's a shame because, you know, holiday time, this is the time where, you know, you want to see family. You don't need any extra stress than you have. But some of us were just, you know, having bad days. And for those of us whose bad days are worse than ours, I feel for you. My day wasn't as bad as Tom's. Tom's was pretty bad. I mean, my day started with a picture from Tom.
Don't get me started. You wake up.
It was bad.
When you wake up and you're not even awake. You're kind of awake. I don't know about anybody else. I can't do anything till I brush my teeth. I hate morning breath. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So all I remember is getting up, vaguely remember walking to the bathroom, and then fighting open the drug cabinet thing and getting my toothbrush, and then I look down and my toothbrush is somehow in the toilet, and I was just so livid, and at some point I was like, this is going to be funny later. I need to take a picture now because I am in no laughing mood.
But wait, was it clean water in the toilet, or I thought I saw toilet paper in there?
I think there was a wad of toilet paper, but who knows what was on it. I think it was a clean water bowl. Anyway, I grabbed a kitchen knife and, like, brought it up onto the beach of the bowl and TP and, like, threw it in the garbage. And then proceed to cry because I don't have a car and I can't find a new toothbrush without going to a drugstore, which is like a mile away of a walk in winter.
My gosh. Yeah, because you guys are in Minnesota. You have snow there yet?
Yeah, finally we've got a little bit of snow. Not enough. I still say if it's zero out it needs to have snow. It's cold,
stupid.
It's snow.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yeah, it's just stupid. It's just really dumb.
Well, this El Nino thing, you know, with us, I mean, it's been like in the 20s at night, 20 degrees at night in the 20s here in Vegas. We're talking Las Vegas.
Well, that's nice
and
warm, though.
No, for us, we're freezing. I mean, we're just all nippy and it's not doing good. And remember, we got New Year's coming up. So for New Year's, we all stand outside like idiots, you know, in the cold, getting frostbite. And but I got thermal bras and panties and stuff, so I should be okay.
Thermals don't help you as much as you'd think they would.
No.
At least not here.
No, they don't. They don't.
My first night here in the cities about 5 years ago, we stood outside. It was, I think it was negative 20. We're standing outside after the bar, and my friend Cassie and I, both of us are just absolute twigs, just the tiniest, skinniest people ever. And we just wrapped each other around each other, just trying to stay warm as we stood under the heat lamp at the bus stop.
And
I still, to this day, just wish they'd turn on real heaters and not these stupid space lamps. They don't do anything.
They are. They don't. In fact, I think they attract aliens. They really, really scare me.
They probably do. That actually explains why the weird... Never mind. Continue.
No, they do. They do. So anyway, you know, for those of you guys having a bad day, hope it gets better. Right? I know a lot of us, you know, this is what gets me about having a bad day is once it starts out bad, you know it's going to be bad. In fact, I actually change many of my decisions, and we're talking major decisions, based on how bad my day starts. It just is. If I start off with a bad day, then everything that happens, I guess, happens not the way I want it to. But if I'm having a great day, I'll go, okay, you were going to ask for this, you know, you were going to call for this affiliate, or you were going to, you know, ask this station to, you know, consider this story or whatever. And then all of a sudden, things just fall into place. But you're not supposed to live your life based on little things like, you know, dropping a toothbrush into a toilet full of poop and then washing it off and cleaning it off and using it again like Tom did. But I hope you threw the toothbrush out, by the way, Tom.
I put it right back where I got it, and I'm going to use it again tomorrow.
Well, it wasn't your toothbrush. It was your roommate's anyway to begin with, right? So.
Well, not the roommate's, the roommate's girlfriend's.
Oh, okay.
I like the roommate.
Yeah. That's one thing I couldn't do. I cannot share my husband's toothbrush, and he does. Yeah, I love my husband to death, but what really, really frustrates me is he'll use my toothbrush, and it's wet. If it's dry, I could talk myself out of, okay, he used the toothbrush, even though you still wash it off. But when it's wet, I can't use it. I mean, I'll get five cavities. I will not use my husband's toothbrush. But that's because he kisses the dog, and I really don't like what's in the dog's mouth, especially after the dog eats the cat poop. But that's just me. You know, having that bad day, this is a very, very stressful time. You know, you'll see on the news, much of the news this week is about stress. It's about New Year's resolutions. It's about what happened, you know, in the last year, you know, wrapping things up, etc. You know, but many of them are, you know, how to get through this stressful time. And I love the fact that it's being talked about. It's not a fun story, and it doesn't make great headlines, and nobody really makes money on the story. They're not going to sell it to, you know, advertisers if they're trying to sell airtime. But, you know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. The big mistake a lot of people make, and this is why depression is so high this time of year, is everybody's supposed to be all happy because it's Christmas. Christmas time is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and it is, okay? It is my favorite time of the year. I mean, nothing makes me more happy than this time of year. It's my favorite. But you have a lot of people going, I'm not liking it. You know, in fact, we were talking in my office. A lot of us were not feeling it this Christmas season, and little depression going on. You know, families are apart. You know, families are split up. Some of us died. You know, you kind of start to recollect, or you kind of start to, you know, summarize what happened that year. And you find that it's pretty depressing. You know, I'm running around getting all excited for Christmas, and I forgot. You know, my husband lost his mom this year. You know, it's different. And, you know, I don't know how to make sure to include those. Everybody's worried about, you know, doing the Festivus type thing, you know, Festivus for the rest of us, those that don't celebrate Christmas. And that's not where I think we really need to be putting our time and energy, okay? I'm Jewish. I love Hanukkah. I love Christmas. I love this time of year. I'm fine. However you guys are doing the holidays out there, I am loving it. Bring on the lights, bring on the mistletoe, bring on the cotton candy and the candy canes and the eggnog. I'm good with it all. Don't, you know, but what I think we need to do is make sure there's means and ways for people that are stressed. Like, for example, you know, I was working over the holidays, and the calls, you know, I lost my medicine. I don't have my medication. I'm not going to have insurance in 5 days. I'm not going to, you know, what are we doing for people like that that's stressed that way? You know, or my dad's sick and I can't get to them because of the, you know, bad weather, you know, and I don't know if I'm not going to see my father one last time. You know, these kinds of things happen. You can't control everything. You can't make everything, you know, all hunky-dory for everybody. But the fact that some of us are aware that that's what other people go through, I think it helps, you know, that we all aren't in la-la land. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so they say rare diseases are back. This is a very, very interesting study coming out of London, all right, where diseases that used to be big and now are rare or almost entirely wiped out, especially in developed countries, are unfortunately making a deadly comeback. And you are seeing these headlines saying these quote-unquote Victorian diseases, because they had, you know, come around, they were very, very prominent during the Victorian period, are back. Whooping cough, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, and measles. The NHS found out that these types of cases have been increasingly significantly over the past 5 years. So, for example, the Public Health England has confirmed that the cases of scarlet fever have been high over the last 2 years and that the next season is not going to be much different. They have more than 2,000 scarlet fever reports since September. Now, remember scarlet fever? It's a bacterial infection, usually affected younger kids. You get these kind of pink rashes and sore throat. And unfortunately, though, it could affect the heart. And it was taken pretty seriously. Because it's bacterial, we used antibiotics, and so we haven't seen as much sequelae from scarlet fever, but it seems to be coming back. Another big one we're seeing is tuberculosis. Now, remember, we called it consumption back in the olden days. And they say tuberculosis, I guess, at least 113 people of every 100,000 are now being affected. And that is a rate that's significantly higher than we see in impoverished countries where usually the disease is more common. So they're starting to see more tuberculosis. There's also an increase in 300% of cholera cases and 38% of scurvy. 38% increase of scurvy. Scurvy is the vitamin C deficiency. Okay, remember pirates would get scurvy because they wouldn't have enough fruit or vitamin C. Rickets is low vitamin D. Yeah, I always got it mixed up in class. You know, Dr. Zadira, that's my last name, used to be Zadira. And like, what? Don't call on me, please. What happens when a kid doesn't eat enough, get enough vitamin D, you know, or calcium in their bones? What happens to them? Do they get scurvy? No, idiot, that's vitamin C, and that's not even a good pirate. pirate accent. Sorry, you got an F, Dr. Zadira. Another F? Come on, man. How am I going to graduate and then, you know, be on a show called the Dr. Dahlia Show? I don't know, but if I could do anything to stop it, I will. And I guess that's what happened, and that's how. Now, I passed. I got through because I figured out what scurvy was. Anyway, the London health experts have pointed out several reasons for their supposed resurgence. One of these is the migration, where many infectious people from the countries where these diseases may be rampant have entered the UK. Remember, this is a study coming out of the UK. Malnutrition is another cause. You know, you don't get vitamin C when you're malnourished. Okay? You know, a lot of people will not be able to get fresh fruit, vegetables, be able to have that access. And so, you know, malnutrition could unfortunately also cause reduced immunity, and then you are more prone to viral or bacterial infection. Then lack of access to health care is an issue. As of July, in England, the government has already announced a plan to cut as much as hundreds of millions of dollars, it looks like, from the NHS funding. And that is supposed to be used to look at infectious disease, check high-risk groups like, you know, older people and children, et cetera. So we're seeing these quote-unquote Victorian diseases. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, cholera, these have been around. Why are they considered Victorian? Well, they are. They are still around. They keep coming. I mean, that's just what they, you know, okay. You know, for the headline, it sounds really good when you say Victorian, you know, that kind of thing. But it's, we should have a better grip on, you know, on us treating this stuff and slowing it down. Another thing we should have a better grip on is gonorrhea, and we don't. We do not have a good grip on the clap, not at all. Another study has come out saying they have found super gonorrhea. This is a resistant strain to azithromycin. Now, here's the thing, okay? When you got gonorrhea back in the olden days, the clap, okay? And you would know you had it because you would have yellow discharge, green discharge. It would hurt. They said it felt like a clap when you peed. Some of us thought it's because you would, you know, smack the wall when you were trying to go to the bathroom. So I don't know where they got the term clap, but it had to do with, you know, yeah, all right? It doesn't make a sound, okay? There really is no sound, no decibel, you know, factors to your gonorrhea. But it's a bacteria. Comes alongside a lot with chlamydia. Chlamydia is one of the most common STDs. HPV, also very common. They're back and forth between which is the most common STD out there. Chlamydia, HPV, but gonorrhea seems to come with them. And especially chlamydia. So we used to treat you with a shot of ceftriaxone. Well, we used to treat you with penicillin. I mean, chlamydia, or let's go back to gonorrhea, okay? I know all these STDs. Woo! I know. Okay. Takes me back sometime. STDs. Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea was discovered. I think it was back in 1879. I wrote a piece for this for Epoch Times. By Albert Neisser. All right? And that's where we came up with Neisseria. gonorrhea. I know. I wonder if he knew that his name was going to be behind a gonorrhea. That, you know, I would really love to have like a, you know, a Dahlia urethritis, you know, something like that. So anyway, Albert Nasser, he was a German physician and microbiologist back in 1879. He's the one that discovered the pathogen. But mind you, gonorrhea was around, and I think one of the first recordings of it was back in the 1600s. Again, no decibels there. We're talking about written recordings of people suffering from this. Was in the back of the 1600s. Now, what did they do to treat? Well, you know, in Civil War times, remember my little Civil War syringe that I brought on Pawn Stars? We used to use silver nitrate, and that would be injected into the urethra and kill the bacteria. They used colloidal silver, they used different herbs, they used different plants, heavy metals, even arsenic they would use to kill gonorrhea. But by the 1940s, penicillin was now widely manufactured and able to be used, so we used penicillin. And penicillin was the main treatment. A shot of penicillin is something that we used and still continue to use. But the first, from what I understand, the first case of penicillin-resistant gonorrhea was by the year 1980. And that's when they had to start recruiting some of the other antibiotics. And so by the time I was in training in the 90s, we were using a shot of ceftriaxone, which is a cephalosporin, which is, you know, a relative but a newer class of antibiotics, obviously, than the penicillin. And we'd do a shot of ceftriaxone, and then we'd give you some doxycycline. And doxycycline would help with the chlamydia. The ceftriaxone would help with the gonorrhea, because most of the time you were co-infected with both. Chlamydia is also a bacteria. Now, many people did not like the shot, and the shots were expensive. Ceftriaxone or Rocephin, pretty expensive. And many of you guys who were getting the penicillin shots started to say, no, I'm allergic. You can't give me penicillin. So some doctors are like, well, look, okay, if ceftriaxone could possibly have cross-reactivity, they're allergic to penicillin, the shots are expensive, why don't we give pills? So Cipro was being used, very widely used. Now Cipro is not considered first-line treatment. The CDC has recommended we go back to ceftriaxone. But we're seeing resistance to Cipro. We're seeing resistance to Zithromax. Zithromycin, your Z-Pak, you could use zithromycin for gonorrhea. One of the reasons why I think we're seeing zithromycin resistance is people are using it for everything. People that have gonorrhea are claiming they have bronchitis, so they get their Zithromax. And people that have bronchitis, they're overusing their Z-Paks. And so now we're getting a lot of Zithromax resistance. So in this study, they found that there was a strain in Northern England, and at least 16 cases of this strain where even the Azithromax doesn't work. So what's going to happen? Well, we're probably going to have to go back to the old remedies where we just have to inject something into the urethra, which is not going to be fun. So best thing for you guys to do, and again, I wrote this for Epic Times, best thing for you guys to do is try not to get it to begin with. Okay? Try not to get the clap. Condoms, avoidance, abstinence, okay? And then ask your doctor to give you the appropriate first-line treatment. Yeah, I know, not fun. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now listen, okay, I'm not going to start it with New Year's resolutions yet, okay? You know, we're getting ready for New Year's, so everybody, you know, enjoy yourselves, all right? But some of you guys are being hounded by the family that you just saw on Christmas that you need to quit smoking. A lot of you guys are being hounded, all right? Especially for those of you who live in the Las Vegas area or Southern Nevada area, I am working on a program called New Year, New Lung to give you guys free access to a program, free, all right, to get you to quit smoking. It's kind of unique, kind of fun, and we're really, really excited about it. So for those of you going, okay, I got to quit smoking, but I can never do it, and my wife is on my case, email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and tell me that you want to, you know, kind of be enrolled in the program. Again, don't even pay anything. No one's going to be asking you to pay anything. It's all using free stuff that we have with the American Lung Association, the Southern Nevada Health District, and we're our partner with this in crime is Steinberg Diagnostic. Really, really good people there helping make this happen. So this should be pretty damn exciting, pretty exciting. So email us at drdahlia.com. You know, this is interesting. Many of you guys heard today about these new little homes, I guess we could call them, in New York. 60,000 New Yorkers have signed up for Carmel Place, which is a development of 55 small apartments. They're going to open early 2016. 60,000 people have already applied to live there. Planning officials are proposing to end a limit on how small homes can be. 60,000 people now, all right? Hopefully, I guess, being able to get, one of the apartments in one of 55 properties ranging from 265 to 360 square feet has balconies, tall ceilings. When you look at the place, it looks like a real nice hotel room, believe it or not. But this is going to be your living residence for how many years? They're called little mini apartments, and I think they cost about $3,000 a month. Now, critics fear a turn back towards the city's, they're worried that this is an unfortunately going to drive down the cost of rent. The average studio apartment in Manhattan apparently is about 550 square feet, and the average price is $2,300 per month. I thought it was more for a studio apartment. They say one-bedroom apartments in New York City average about 750 square feet and are about $3,000. A month. Again, I think that's underestimating. I think it's more. To find cheaper, a lot of times you could go to like Staten Island and they say then you could maybe pay about $900 for a one bedroom place. That's, again, I think an underestimate. I think the costs are a lot more. So this experimental project, Carmel Place, got city land and a waiver from New York's, to allow to have these small micro unit buildings. And I apologize. I'm reading this as we go because it's, the font is really, really small. I'm having some pop-up issues. I apologize. But I want to know how much they're charging for because I don't, that $3,000 doesn't make sense. Here we go. $1,500 a month. Developer Monad Rock Construction, an architecture firm, architects, I guess, are making it wheelchair accessible, bathroom. 40% of the units have rents set around $1,500 a month, but market rate ones will cost between $2,600 and $3,150. 20 people have applied for 8 market rate units so far. More than 60,000 have entered a lottery for the affordable ones. Mayor Bill de Blasio's housing plan says Carmel Place and other products show developers can build compact units that are livable, safe, healthy options for small households. Now, I guess there are about 3,000 older apartments citywide that measure less than 400 square feet. So small apartments like this don't really, I guess, it's nothing new. But what's interesting is how they did it. So the bed goes up into a wall unit, okay? The bathroom still looks like the bathroom. The bed, it looks like a good, decent bed. I mean, the mattress looks nice and thick. So you have kind of closet space of the wall unit where the bed is, and then it kind of rests along a couch. You have the wall for the TV. You see the balcony, which looks really, really nice. They're kind of white. You see stainless steel appliances. That's very interesting. It's actually a very pretty kitchen. Stainless steel, you see what looks like marble, but it could be formica. and you see the lighting underneath, how, you know, the it looks pretty good. You see the little desk area that could actually fold out into a, dining room table, et cetera. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at this study, you know, article, Daily Mail, which comes out of Great Britain. And they say that Americans actually enjoy the largest new build homes in the world. They say in the U.S., the average area of a new home is 2,300 square feet. But in the U.K., the average area of a home is 818 square feet. And that takes into account all home types, multi-bedroom mansions to tiny studios. The average U.K. house, 818 square feet. There are hotel rooms in Las Vegas that are 1,100 square feet. There are hotel rooms. It blows your mind how some of the space that we have can be used. Oh, they're gorgeous hotel rooms. They're gorgeous. I mean, can you imagine? But think about it. You know, you're coming from the UK. You got a whole family of four, you know, crammed into 818 square feet. You could, you know, take out a hotel room like that. Australia has the second largest home average at 2,200 square feet. France, 1,200 square feet. Ireland, 947 square feet. These are homes that were built later than 2003. I guess Beijing has some very, very small apartments. They are divided into 7-foot square pods. They say Chinese people rent for about $40 a month to sleep in it. The pods do not have windows, and there's barely enough space to fit one person inside. In Hong Kong, they say there's an architect that's divided a 344 square foot apartment, all right, which is basically the size of one of the Carmel Space apartments, into 24 rooms. He is the only occupant and shuffles around the movable walls to suit his needs as the day progresses. Oh, that would drive me crazy. Okay, so you need a bathroom, so you slide one wall to another wall, and then you pee, and then you close the wall, and then you, oh, that would drive me crazy. But it would be cool nonetheless. But, I the reason why I bring this up, okay, it's not because, you know, I'm looking at this going, oh, maybe I can finally afford to live in New York. It's, we really have a different generation now. You know, when everybody's always worried about the new generation and the younger, you know, kids, and I don't know. I think there's a lot of hope. It's going to be a very, very interesting, it's just going to be a very interesting generation in terms of, you know, they're not living during a time where it's all suburbia and rich and, you know, many of them, all they've seen is recession. All they've seen is unemployment, okay? And I think many of them have realized that they only need a few things. Yeah, it looks like we all need a lot of electronics and it's expensive, et cetera. But think about it. You know, the kids now, they don't watch TV, right? Many of them don't even use their computer. It's all on their phone. It's all on their tablet, okay? Kids are learning how to be compact. You know, our kids can live in their room beautifully. You know, I have no qualms about putting my kid into a, you know, 300 square foot place. I think he'll be fine. I mean, with the exception of him being able to exercise, he's got to go outside and exercise. It has everything he needs. He's got the space. He's got, you know, how much space do you need? This idea of needing a big home and a big ranch home and the dog running around, it's not like that anymore. And I think kids are learning how to, you know, do things on modest incomes. I don't know. I think I have some hope, and this is an example of it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wealth.
wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.